Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, inside the garage. It is open for the EG3 show. My name is Eddie Greer III, host of the EG3 show, which is all about, once again, folks, the world of NASCAR, Cape World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And it's that time again this week for the Pit Road, from Pit Road Edition this week. Get to that just a moment, but of course, it is an off week for all the top series. Of course, the truck series won't be racing for another month in a couple of weeks. But yes, Easter is around the corner. Hope you guys are having a good week so far. But yes, it's a Front Pit Road Edition, and it features a Cape World Truck Series team. The next time the Cape World Truck Series will be on a track will not be until May 4th at Dover International Speedway on FS1. In today's From Pit Road Edition, I'm going to take a look for a few moments on an individual named Jordan Anderson. Yes, Jordan Anderson, who just recently added a new number to his resume, iconic number at that, the number 3, racing in the Cape World Truck Series, and he's been around for quite some time. You probably never have heard of Jordan Anderson before until probably the beginning of this year, where he made the announcement that he was going to up his game a little bit, or his team, as you will, as he owns his own race team. And last year, one of the notes that really caught my eye was Jordan Anderson and his, well, mini crew, if you will. They only ran at least one truck for the entire season, maybe two, but I know for probably a 90% of fact that he ran one truck for the entire season. That is quite impressive. I gotta tell you, you gotta give props out to, of course, last time the Front Pit Road, I did Johnny Davis's team, and now that all came together, and look what that team is now, kind of upgraded a little bit. But when you look at stories like Jordan Anderson, and maybe probably a few years ago back then, Morgan Shepherd, you know, these driver-owner combinations, Michael Waltrip, even though he had a three-car team, and that didn't go so well for quite a period of time until that program upped its game a little bit. But when you look at Jordan Anderson's team, this is a one-man show with only a few people to work with, and you're putting that product out on a racetrack, whether it's the Cape World Truck Series and Xfinity Series, and especially in the NASCAR Top Series, the Monster Energy Cup Series side of things, you're doing something pretty impressive. It doesn't matter what the result is. You're out there competing against the best of the best, and Jordan Anderson is doing that. Regards to, of course, going up against a Matt Crafton, a Johnny Sauter, and then you're going up against guys that are coming down from the Cup Series, Xfinity Series, like a Kyle Busch, John Hunter Nemechek, the winner of the Martinsville race last weekend. You're also going up against, with what you have, those limited resources, which I talked about on last week's From Pit Road episode, those limited resources, you're going up against a Myatt Snider, a Brett Moffitt, or I'll probably put Brett Moffitt now in the same category, but a little bit better equipment, double the equipment than what Jordan Anderson has right now, and so forth. You got going up against guys that are racing impressive equipment like Kyle Busch Motorsports, like a Ty Gilliland, Harrison Burton, Kyle Benjamin, those guys. The list can go on and on, but take a look at Jordan Anderson and what he's able to do, at least so far this year. He scored his first career top 10 finish, get to the rundowns of that here in just a moment. You're listening to From Pit Road edition of the EG3 show with me tonight, entering the Easter weekend. My name is Eddie Greer III here with you guys this evening for a short edition of From Pit Road tonight. So I wanted to focus a little bit with the NASCAR, everybody being off for Easter as they should this weekend, taking a look at one of the very smaller teams in the sport, and that's the 3 truck of Jordan Anderson, basically Jordan Anderson Racing. This is a guy that really went out on a limb and said, hey, I'm going to take a risk and do what I want to do, and that's race and travel and race and do all those things. And again, you're doing this the hard way. When you look at some of these other young cats, they're coming through the sport quickly, like a William Byron, year after year, being a rookie and then advancing to the Xfinity and then the Cup. He's probably, to me, the perfect example of a guy ratcheting rapidly, moving through the ranks, and also being successful at it. William Byron should have won the Truck Series Championship 2 years ago, but did not due to mechanical failure. And then he goes on and knocks off Elliott Sadler, a veteran of the sport, in the Xfinity Series Championship 4, and now he's running in the 24 Fame car for Rick Hendrick. And of course, that 24 we all know by now. For those of you who don't know, who have been listeners of the show now for quite some time, that is Jeff Gordon, who is now in the Fox broadcast booth. But yes, that's a perfect example of a guy catching a break, taking advantage of it, and moving on. But like for the Jordan Andersons of the world of NASCAR racing, you got to do it the hard way and try to repress people. And Jordan Anderson kind of relates to Matt DiBenedetto. His name's been thrown out there a little bit in the last few weeks. But DiBenedetto has been racing in lesser equipment and still putting out good results and outracing some big names from every other week, it seems like. But Jordan Anderson wanted to make a change. Last year, went to all races with one truck. That is unbelievable. One truck, and now you add in the fact, but first, how he changed his number. Well, he drove the 66. That was his number last year, and it changed to the 3. Now, if you're going to change, now I got one issue with this. If you're going to change a number, you better change it to a good number that you're going to do. Not that saying that Jordan Anderson is getting 110% and doing it, but it better be a number that you're going to perform on a consistent basis and try to be competitive, get top 15s, top 20s, maybe get up there, mix it up in the back half of the top 10, somewhere in there. So that's the only issue with that. But picking the number 3, yeah, you're the owner truck of your own team. So, you know, he did that this year in late January, and it was due because he wanted this number because of the Fame Junior Johnson. He wanted to change the number, spice things up a little bit, change some things on his own team. And he said in his press release back in late January that it was a new chapter for his racing career. He's going to have challenges, but he was pumped up at that time, and he was really looking forward to this year. And right off the bat, he did a tremendous job, and this goes back to Daytona all in itself. He was up in the top 5 at one point. I believe this was coming down with the last leg of the race, and contact with another truck. I don't know I can't remember who it was, but he went in the grass and he saved the truck from hitting the wall. He basically spun around all the way to the checkered flag. He did not hit. That was probably one of my funnier moments so far here early this season, was seeing him cross the line and not hitting anything and basically saved that truck. So yeah, when you're a small team like that, and his team basically has only 4 employees when you count Jordan Anderson himself, that's only 5 working on a truck, then you're putting a lot more stress on all those guys. I mean, that's a lot of hard work right there compared to 300 plus at Stuart Haas Racing. But four employees putting in the work and effort, sweat and tears to go out here each and every week, or every time you race, whenever it is for the truck series, and put out maximum effort, that's saying something. And they were, and obviously, when you go on plate racing, I say this every time I talk about plate racing on the podcast, it's the great equalizer. You have a chance to do big things. And Anderson was up there with the big dogs in the truck series and came home and scoring his first ever and only top 10 finish of his career to this point, a ninth place finish in the season opener Daytona race. You're listening to the EG3 Show, Pit Road Edition style. Eddie Green III here with you guys tonight on the Easter off weekend, getting set for that. And also, along with Easter on Sunday, you got the Final Four, which that's going to be a separate episode here. You'll stay tuned for that early plug. Sorry. For that, I'll have my thoughts on the Final Four coming up on the next episode of the EG3 Show podcast. But yes, four employees, and not only that, though, remember where I keep saying the one truck? Well, he adds three more trucks to the stable now of Jordan Anderson Racing now. And this is weird also for a team. You're going from Toyota to a Chevrolet and a Ford. You have all three manufacturers on your squad. So that's, if anything, that's a plus. But very weird at the same time. You know, obviously you have your teams that stay with one manufacturer, like an RCR with Chevy, a Stuart Haas with Ford, or Joe Gibbs Furniture Row with Toyotas. You got Jordan Anderson supporting all three of them. The triple threat, a Toyota, which he ran to perfection in the season opener. And I did not watch any of the races last weekend, so I'm going to get a chance this weekend to get caught back up and watch both races this weekend and get ready for NASCAR returning to Texas next week. Obviously, that's pretty impressive. We have all three manufacturers on your team, and you have some, at least a little bit of wiggle room, even though it's not a mere inches. You have a little bit of wiggle room to say, hey, you know, we have trucks here. But again, this has got to be impressive to go out, come out here with one truck last year in the race, all that with one truck, even with the wreck truck, come back to the track and show up. That's some Saturday night stuff right there. That's some midget stuff right there that you hear some of these guys talk about, like racing a quarter midget and stuff like that. You only have one car and on a limited budget. You have to learn how to do that. And even sometimes for a guy like me, that's quite hard to understand sometimes. But, you know, I didn't grow up racing and all that other stuff. But, you know, that's a lot of hard work. But again, that's saying something. Anything that you put forward, like either it's baseball, football, or getting ready for a basketball game, you got to put in the work and effort to do that. And the same for racing, whatever you're doing, you got to put in the hard work, and hard work shows. And Jordan Anderson's squad, they know how to get it done. Jordan Anderson Racing, of course, Jordan Anderson himself, the driver from Statesboro, North Carolina, and this team was originally Nice Motorsports at one point in time, and Jordan Anderson picked up this team, and he wanted it to the ultimate challenge. Well, he owns basically himself, so to go out here and put down results here, I don't even see a 30th on this list for Jordan Anderson, at least up until this point. Only four races in to the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series season. I mentioned the ninth place finish at Daytona. The week after that, he came home 24th in Atlanta, and then a good respectable 17th in Vegas, and then of course last week he finished 22nd up at a short track half miler at Martinsville. So Anderson, you know, he knows how to bring it home. He's one of those, even though he doesn't have the top tier equipment, he's one of those Matt Kenseth driver styles. Well, he doesn't wreck too much. You know, he tries to do what he can, brings from the truck in one piece, and that's what you gotta do. I mean, when you're on a tight budget like that, one crash for anybody, me, a rookie, or anybody who's driving in the sport currently, that's taking money out of your back pocket, and that could end you for sure. Of course, that kind of reminded me of Dylan Lupton a little bit, you know, with he and that race team back at Cali Auto Club. I want to say Auto Club Speedway, or is it Vegas? I can't remember. It was one of those two races where he wrecked, and he was very disappointed. Fact that this was probably this is the only car we got, and we have to put all the work and effort to repair this car. That's got to be demoralizing for especially a single car team. And maybe not only that, maybe go a little bit further for a double team as well. You know, seeing your car wreck, and we all know Daytona Talladega, and you don't know what's going to happen, but you know you're going to get involved in these massive, wild wrecks that you see. So, you know, bringing that truck or car home in one piece, that's got to be a challenge as well. But Jordan Anderson says he's embraced the challenge, and he was basically rewarded right there back at Daytona. So interesting enough there. And is he entering his fifth year in the Capable Truck Series? He has appeared in quite a few Xfinity Series races, at least three. No, it says up here 13, according to the statistics up here on my computer. He has competed in 999 laps in the Xfinity Series and has earned neither the goose eggs in the win column, top five column, and top 10 column. EG3 show going from pit road style this evening with Jordan Anderson. Jordan Anderson Racing, Eddie Greer III here for a couple more minutes on this edition of the EG3 show. But yes, next time Jordan Anderson is going to be on the track. He's going to be taking on the Monster. The Monster being the Monster Mile. For those of you who don't know, Dover, Delaware, in another month and a half. Or just really should say in another month, because we're about to enter April this weekend with Easter. So, pretty interesting background. And I covered everything except he's 16th in the points right now. That of Jordan Anderson right now, but that truck was looking good in the opening week, though. Seriously, he was looking really good. He was sitting in the top five in the closing laps, and then he got kind of shuffled and he got tapped from behind, and somehow one or another he saved that thing and crossed the finish line, and he celebrated that like it was a victory. And it was for a team like that. Hopefully, you know, prior to that, I believe he finished, and I have said this a couple of times on his podcast. I believe he finished 11th last year. That was his best finish up until Daytona, coming home inside the top 10. That's a big deal for a very, very small team like that, especially when you have only four employees there. That's got to be something else. Everybody multitasking, doing their own things, trying to be competitive week in and week out. And Jordan Anderson is a perfect example of, everyone's talking about Clint Bowyer last week, his win and how he's brought up old school racer and all that. Everyone's applauding him for the hard work he's put into where he is right now and putting himself in the playoffs later this fall. Well, Jordan Anderson, he's got to also get some praise as well. Even though he's not the top tier, he's up here in the Truck Series competing, owning his own team, well, basically himself, and putting up a fight against the veterans to a Sauter Crafton, like I said, the Myatt Snyders, the Noah Craigsons, the Brett Moffitts, you name it. I can go on and on. But he's putting up a fight against these guys and going out here and being competitive and trying to get the best finish he can. So maybe he gets another one. Another nice top 15 here somewhere down the line. You never know that. So those are the props that we should be giving to the ones that are doing it the very, very hard way and trying to earn respect that way. So Jordan Anderson Racing, Jordan Anderson, the driver from Statesboro, North Carolina, doing his thing with his little team and continues to chug along there. And he'll be working hard over this next month and try to prepare himself for Dover International Raceway. EG3 show, folks. All right, just a couple of minutes here. Tonight, of course, it's time for the plug. Obviously, the EG3 show, facebook.com/EG3 show. Again, check out our news, what's going on happening there. And, of course, social media, obviously, Audio Boom, Spotify, and, of course, iTunes as well. If you like what you're hearing, definitely, I encourage you and your friends, tell your friends about this podcast, too, to go on, subscribe to the EG3 show, and leave us a rating or two. And also, you can leave comments or questions on that page as well. And again, sometime in the near future somewhere, we could answer your questions. You never know that. So EG3 show, again, wherever you get your podcast from, I encourage you to add this along with the rest of your NASCAR podcast on your iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom as well. And a shout out to overseas as well for listening to the podcast. And I know who you are. Probably will give you a shout out on the next episode, which will be a Final Four preview along with my first quarter, kind of look back on the first quarter of the season. So a little bit of NASCAR falling in the Final Four preview. That is the next preview episode of the EG3 show. There's no post race this weekend due to, of course, Easter. So everyone definitely enjoy that. And of course, yep, you guessed it. So the no preview show, obviously, as well. So next week we'll be back to normal schedule late with the preview show and, of course, the post race reaction after Texas Speedway. But again, we got the Final Four coming up. Look forward to doing that here tomorrow. Look out for that. But also look out for this podcast episode also later on this evening. Pretty much that's it. I know I'm missing something. But yeah, definitely tell your friends. Spread the word about the EG3 show. It's been joined up by iTunes by a lot of the other NASCAR podcasts out there as well. And yes, my motto. What is the motto on this EG3 show, folks? Join the movement, folks. That's right. Join the movement. It is continuing to move along here in 2018. Join the movement, folks. It's going to continue to be good each and every week. So from Pit Road Edition, Jordan Anderson Racing, Jordan Anderson himself, doing a impressive job, if you ask me, with what he's doing in the Camping World Truck Series. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it for the EG3 show tonight. Here with yours truly, Eddie Greer III, saying thank you for listening to tonight's episode from Pit Road Edition. And again, next week, we'll have another from Pit Road Edition, of course, next week. And if you've been catching my cycle here, it's going to be Cup Xfinity Truck. So the next time you'll hear it, it will be from this segment, will be the Cup Series. And if you have not heard, obviously, that's what I was going to get to. So real quick, if you have not heard my previous episodes, I encourage you to check it out again. That's my plug. Go to iTunes, subscribe. Also, you can listen on Spotify and, of course, our Audio Boom page as well. We got our Martinsville post-race, Martinsville, the last episode I did as well. Check that out. And also, there's all other From Pit Road Editions episodes also. You can check that out as well. The last one was Johnny Davis and his team as well. If you haven't listened to that, I encourage you to listen to that as well. So much is going on. EG3 show, but we got to get out of here, folks. It's time to close the garage for right now on the EG3 show. Eddie Greer III again saying thank you for listening. And of course, a shout out to the few countries. I will definitely give you a proper shout out on the next episode on the EG3 show. I know who you guys are. Continue to listen to the show. Spread the word to your friends and family about the EG3 show. But for right now, garage is closed. You know what time it is. EG3, we rolling out.